USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising the U.S. military as it takes on a new fight against the coronavirus.
In recent months, our nation and the world have been engaged in a new form of battle against an invisible enemy.
Speaking at Fort McHenry National Monument in Baltimore, the president also praised service members for their actions during the pandemic. As you prepare for that Memorial Day cookout with your family and friends, Nicholas Bertram, president of Giant Food Stores, talks about food shortages and what you can expect at supermarkets with ABC's Good Morning America.
I would say that what we're seeing is continued improvement week over week. You know, the entire American food supply chain has been hustling and working very hard to make sure that there's more availability. And we're starting to see that. We're seeing it on the side counters in the meat departments and our fresh meat cases.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
During the coronavirus pandemic, many businesses are losing money. This even includes the illegal businesses, as we hear from USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The coronavirus pandemic has crippled cities and crushed businesses from coast to coast. It's also costing drug traffickers millions of dollars because their methods of moving money are now compromised. Since the start of the crisis, federal drug agents in major U.S. hubs have seized substantially more illicit cash than usual amid statewide lockdowns that have disrupted the way the cartels do business. Bill Bodner, special agent, said their activities are easier to spot and are more apparent than they were just 3 months ago.
Richard Grenell is confirming that he will be leaving his post as ambassador to Germany around the same time he concludes his work as acting director of national intelligence. Congressman John Ratcliffe was confirmed by the Senate on Thursday to be the next DNI and is expected to enter office next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As offices nationwide begin to reopen from months of coronavirus-related closures, the subject of properly testing and screening employees remains a giant question mark. Some companies are checking workers' temperatures before they enter the building. Others are offering free COVID-19 tests. One of the things we're also still seeing is partisan politics being played, and Kristen Tate is an analyst for the nonprofit Young Americans for Liberty, and she believes that the Democrats are out of touch with reality.
Yeah, this pandemic response just kind of underlines what we've known for a while now, which is the Democratic Party is no longer the party for the working class. Left-wing leaders are using this pandemic as an excuse to grow the size and scope of state power and just leaving the middle class to suffer. And on a national level, the Democrats have no interest in getting the economy back up and running. In fact, they think a recession is exactly what they need because for the last 3 years, Donald Trump has been campaigning on the incredible economy that we've seen on his watch. But you know what, guys? Just like in 2016, the Democrats could be in for a rude wake-up call this November because working people have been handcuffed at this point.
Tate speaking there on Fox News, and after an exciting Coca-Cola 600 on Sunday from the Charlotte Motor Speedway, the NASCAR Xfinity drivers take to the track at 7:47 p.m. Eastern Time. You can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.